Obama's supposed birth certificate that is so clearly a fake, manipulated, altered document. I'm speechless at this point. So, like, Obama legitimately was not born here at all. Like, legit. Like, that's a fake document. What does that mean? Why would they put a fake document out there? Wow, this makes me, like, really consider how deep the lies actually are. Because, wow, that's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is, isn't it? I love that video. I mean, it's such an appropriate response. And it is, like, very much the exact response I had 15 years ago when they first put this fake document up. Is that Rob? That's Rob doing Alex Jones, a young Rob doing Alex Jones, showing exactly what we just showed you probably 15 years ago. Anybody could have done this at any point. Now, I'd love to have a follow-up with that creator we just watched. Because I guarantee you, he has friends that are like, you need to take that video down. Because that's the response. I don't get it. I don't understand how they have these people psychologically, but that was very much like a perfect representation of like what I went through and then tried to tell my friends about, only to have my friend's brother call me a racist. It's, yeah, it's insane. What are the implications? What are the implications of the fact that in order to dispel the birther rumors, they put up a half-assed, obviously fraudulent document? Even that, it to be fake would be bombshell and monumental and insinuate or imply a whole bunch of bad things going on. The fact that they did it in a way where, like, they don't even care. They know that nobody's going to report on it. They know that no mainstream media is going to mention the fact that everybody at home, you listening to me right now, can go download that document and see that it's fake for yourself. No uncertain terms. Impossible to achieve with a real scanned document where everything would be on a single layer. What are the implications of this? What are the implications that the U.S. government published a fraudulent birth certificate for our 43rd president, 44th president? It's a lot. It's a lot of implications there, but you love seeing it. You love seeing the awakening process happen 15 years after everybody else who's paying attention figured it out. But there it is. There you go, folks. Now, shifting just a little bit here, I've got a couple topics I still want to cover. I want to cover, in this last hour, North Carolina being destroyed by a geoengineered storm in order to do a giant land grab. We have the governor now admitting that. You've got Ukraine killing all of its men and admitting that basically the population is collapsing, and they're doing a bunch of stuff to try to, like, simultaneously, they're trying to boost Ukrainian birth rates while 100,000 commissars are traveling around the country, throwing people into vans and sending them to the front lines. I want to cover that. And I also want to cover what's going on in Israel, as Israel has announced that they think that there's a giant bunker underneath Beirut's main hospital, and we have proof that that is not accurate, not that anybody ever thought it was. Before we get to any of that, let's talk about the vaccine. Let's talk about the mass murder campaign that we're all subjected to, unwillingly and unwittingly. We'll go now to clip number four here and take a look at just one aspect of the vaccine rollout. Beyond the sudden deaths, beyond the myocarditis, which has been proven now to be the vaccine was like the sole cause of myocarditis in young people. But the number of problems the vaccine caused is really innumerable, and this may be one of the most devastating and least well-known birth defects following the vaccine. Let's go down to clip number four.
I've been doing high-risk obstetrics for 43 years. I see a vast number of patients a year. I don't know of any other maternal fetal medicine physician in this country that sees as many patients as I do by ultrasound. At one point in time this year, I was on track to see 9,000 high-risk OB ultrasounds. So I know what's going on, and I've seen death and destruction like I've never seen before.
The stillbirth rate is measured in terms of live births per thousand. And really, it's come down in my career from about 10 to about almost 5.8 or 6. Now let's go to 2021 and look at the stillbirth rate for Michelle's. This is horrifying. But if you take this death figure and you look at that rate at 29.3, that sigma that you're looking at is 40 plus sigma, standard deviation. Let that sink in. This is from Waterloo, Canada. 83 stillbirths, about 4,000 deliveries. That exact same thing you saw with Michelle's. If that weren't bad enough, look at this. I couldn't even put it. There were 13 dead fetuses in one 24-hour period. One 24-hour period.
1,200-fold increases in menstrual abnormalities. And then when we get into pregnancy, we're looking at a substantial increase in miscarriages, in birth defects, a substantial risk of fetal cardiac arrhythmia, fetal cardiac malformations, significant fetal growth slowing, significant reduction in amniotic fluid, fetal cardiac arrest.
Are you saying babies are having heart attacks in the womb?
Yes. The vaccine causes a significant inflammatory effect.
Three different safety monitoring systems. Again, they found no significant safety signals for the mother or for the fetus, because we have to remember in obstetrics, we're dealing with two patients.
So no increased risks to be vaccinated while pregnant.
Anything that causes inflammation in my business, in my area of expertise, causes damage, injury, death, and destruction in pregnancy. We've known that for half a century.
There's a horrifying, horrifying rise in miscarriages, stillbirths, birth defects, babies having heart attacks in the womb, all caused by the vaccine, all coinciding directly with the rollout of the vaccine. Bill Gates is apparently standing trial in the Netherlands. The New York Supreme Court has reinstated all employees who were fired for being unvaccinated with back pay, admitting that the vaccine never stopped the disease. But what about all the miscarriages? What about all the babies that have died? What about all the sudden death increases? What about the turbo cancers that have cropped up out of nowhere? This will not go away and cannot be forgotten about until justice is achieved. And that means the people that did this and lied about it have to be held to account for their crimes, or they die.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the alexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the alexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.